Then we have the infantile and the juvenile generalized pustular psoriasis. That is the last variant of the generalized pustular psoriasis based on the specific age. So as the name shows, the generalized pustular psoriasis occurring in this age group of, that is infantile and juvenile age group, is termed, is called as this variant. All forms of pustular psoriasis are rare in the childhood. In itself, the generalized pustular psoriasis itself is a very rare variant, and when it is occurring in the infantile age, then it is become even more rare, accounting for only 1% of severe psoriasis in this age group. It can begin at any age in the childhood. In over 25% of the cases, it occurs in the first year of life, but majority of the children are aged 2 to 10 years of onset. So we say that majority of the children will be 2 to 10 years age, but 25% cases occur in the children aged 1 year of life. That's why it is called as infantile. The disease may begin in the first few weeks of life, and two cases of congenital generalized pustular psoriasis have also been reported. So by this we mean that any age group may be affected in children. The onset in the infancy, systemic symptoms are often absent, and spontaneous remission may occur in case of infantile when it is occurring within the first year of life, by which we mean that the prognosis is good in this age group. It may be localized to the flexural areas. Severe forms with the fever and toxicity do occur, necessitating active treatment. So as the age group varies from the first year up to 10 years of age, the severity also varies. Sometimes there may be spontaneous remission, but in some cases there may be associated high fever, toxicity, which may require active treatment. Worn zambush pattern of the disease may be present, but annular and succinate forms are more common in this age group. As I told you earlier, that mainly the annular and succinate form occurring in the children, but sometimes the worn zambush pattern, means the generalized form, may also be present as an acute eruption. So when it is the worn zambush type, there may be abrupt onset of these pustules along with toxicity and rapid development of erythroderma. And the attacks often settle down within a few days, but the repeated waves of inflammation may follow, because we have seen in the generalized pustular psoriasis that there are relapses of these episodes. In the older children, the disease resembles that in the adults and may be of the any recognized patterns.